New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's internal review of the Bridgegate scandal is expected to be released sometime this week, but we're already getting hints about what the report does and does not contain based on some early leaks to the media. We're joined now by New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Steers.
So, you know, this is the review that was conducted by the lawyer Governor Christie hired, Randy Mastro, a former deputy mayor for Rudy Giuliani. How independent is this review?
Not very. Rudy Giuliani, of course, has been Christie's most high-profile defender on TV through this Bridgegate scandal. And Randy Mastro's firm has represented the Port Authority on behalf of the Christie administration during a toll hike case. And additionally, one of Mastro's assistants in this review is a former U.S. attorney from California, whom Christie has described as a, quote, good and dear friend.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about this friend of Christie's who worked on this review. Who is she?
Her name is Deborah Wang Yang, and we can report for the first time this morning that Wang Yang and her three daughters actually vacationed several years ago with the Christie family. They went to a game ranch in Texas and actually chased a wild pig, if you can imagine. And a couple of years ago, she had introduced Christie in an event in New York and called him, quote, as genuine as can be, a salt-of-the-earth person and truly the real deal. And there are plenty of other connections between these two as well. The Bergen Record says her daughter once interned for Christie. She got a contract for Christie when he was U.S. attorney. And a few weeks before Bridgegate broke, she donated $500 to Christie's inaugural committee. So like Mastro, she's not an attorney who's really can be expected to do a thoroughly independent, impartial investigation. But, you know, Christie's people, in fairness, say that the legislature's own investigation to Bridgegate isn't really impartial either because it's run by Democrats. One is a former chairman of the state party and the other is a former candidate for lieutenant governor.
Now, the New York Times reported that Mastro and his team have done 70 interviews, set up an interrogation room in the state house. They've also taken phones from staffers, including the governor, to review their records. That sounds pretty comprehensive, no?
It certainly does, and that's exactly why these details of the investigation made its way to the New York Times this week. It appears the information was leaked to the paper with at least tacit approval from the governor's office. And the Times put it on the front page on Monday, and the governor's press office then sent out a memo to State House reporters highlighting various sections from the story and sections from anonymous sources who were cited. Some thought that was funny because Christie's team had actually fought with the Times a lot since Bridgegate broke, criticizing their reporting. But, you know, Christie's team also recognizes that the Times is the most important paper in the country. So by leaking information to them, Christie was able to own the narrative on this before the internal review comes out later this week. And that narrative is that this was an exhaustive, comprehensive review. They are selling the idea that Mastro is doing a real thorough investigation, and they leak the most important outcome of this investigation, and that's that they believe Christie is innocent of any wrongdoing in this.
You know, Matt, it sounds a little strange to me that the governor's people essentially are handling evidence like cell phones that federal or other investigators would want not messed with by anyone.
Right. Well, part of what the legal team was hired to do was for, quote, retention of records. And I'm told part of what's happening is these staffers are turning over their iPhones and Blackberries so their lawyers can go through the phones and make sure that they are complying with the subpoenas issued by federal investigators and the legislatures. And I mean, I have to assume that the FBI thought there was anything untoward going on here. They would step in at this point and take over the investigation more aggressively.
Now, the Times noted that this review is costing taxpayers about $1 million. For $1 million, will we actually find out why the lanes to the George Washington Bridge were closed?
Unfortunately, I doubt it. The three most important people in the Bridgegate scandal refused to be interviewed by Christie's lawyers, despite their attempt. David Wildstein, who carried out the lane closures at the Port Authority, Bridget Ann Kelly, who wrote the famous Time for Some Traffic Problems in Fort Lee, and Christie's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien. These three also refused to talk to the Democrats who are running the investigation in the legislature. So in the end, we really may only find out what happened here when the federal investigation concludes, and that could take quite a while.
And just briefly to wrap up, are Christie's attorneys looking into anything besides Bridgegate?
Yes, they tried to talk to Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer, who claimed that Christie officials tried to shake her down. And they talked to Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, who was the one that Zimmer had said it threatened to take away her Sandy aid if she didn't approve a redevelopment deal in Hoboken. So we expect Mastro to give us some insight into this matter as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Stiris.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. You can follow his reporting on the Christie Tracker at WNYC.org.